What's up, you guys? It's the Nonprofit Queen. I am coming to you with another episode. Oh my gosh. First of all, okay, if you have been connected to me through social media, you know that I haven't been too far away. But, honey, there is always a but, right? But I found myself that I had needed to step away from just certain platforms. Let's just say that. I was still around via email and I would get on Instagram every so often, but I had shut down our Facebook group, which is the Bloom Plus Round Table, which I'm very excited to be back in action regarding that group, because the vision that I was given in response to that group is a platform for you women, you ladies that are either trying to manage or build a small nonprofit, to come together and not only just to collaborate, but to get different resources that I can assist you with. So whether you are a coaching client or you're just someone that is just kind of like, you know, stopping by or just really need different tips and tricks and whatever else that it is that you may come across, that group is solely for that. So now I have it where you guys can actually invite your team members. So they do not have to be in a leadership position, which is what we had before, but they just have to be a part of your team. So a way to look at this, a great way to look at this. So you're not going to use this as your way of communicating with your team, but it is another asset that you can use to actually gain some training. So if there is a certain type of training that you're looking for your team, definitely reach out to me and let me know what that looks like for you, because I would be able to be. Okay, so going back into what I was saying in regards to the Facebook group, so you can add different members to the group, but they must answer two questions in order to be granted permission to enter. So let them know that, so they are aware and they're not caught off guard, or they're just sitting there waiting to be approved, because we will not approve them, just so you guys know. Okay. Also, I'm super excited that I am offering a 30-minute group coaching session that will take place December the 30th. And this is partially a thank you to my supporters and those of you guys that have been connected to me for however long it's been. This is something that I wanted to do for you guys. And the topic is volunteer management. So be on the lookout for more information. I sent out an email, so that is why it's important to check your emails, you guys. I send out different things, and I will be doing another giveaway in response to, because last time I gave away $100, and I feel like it was very simple on how you can enter in that, and I'm thinking I might raise the bar to maybe $150 or $200. So if you're interested, if your organization is interested, definitely stay connected with our mailing list, stay connected in our group, and you can hear more information about that. Also, I will be bringing Prep My Org Academy back. So that is where you will get your trainings and different, you know, resources that I may not share when it comes to our groups or on Instagram and things of that nature. So there will be an opportunity for either you or your teammates to actually gain some training. So I will be bringing that back. Hopefully no later than spring. It might be in winter. I'm not sure. But we are currently working on some things for you guys. So yes, yes, yes. As we are preparing to convert from our current home to now Anchor, we are switching over platforms. So I am hoping that we can get those old podcasts over here. It is definitely kind of difficult as of lately. But anywho, you guys know where you guys can find us and connect with us and things of that nature. What I also wanted to share is, and as I am looking at my computer right now, so please bear with me just a little bit. I am also thinking about doing a 50% off for my coaching services. So if you've been wanting to actually hire me as your coach, This will be a great time for you to make sure that you are checking your inbox. So if our emails are going to your spam or your promotions or anything like that, make sure that you add me to your contact list for your emails, your address. So be on the lookout for that. I'm super excited for that too. So that's another form of me saying thank you. And I really appreciate you guys. Not only that, I know some people say like, you know, if you got to know your worth, but at the same time, I love what it is that I do. And I know there are some of you that are really connected to me. And those are you guys that I actually want to reach that are connected to me and actually appreciate the material that I produce. And give you guys the opportunity to work with me. So be on the lookout for that. And also, if you have volunteers and you do not have a volunteer application, you need to go to my website, thenonprofitqueen.com, and go ahead and purchase your guide. So the guide actually has a pre-made volunteer application ready for you. So if the things that are currently on that application does not pertain to your organization, there is a guide that will assist you in changing and tweaking that. So yeah, it's all fun and dandy that you are making announcements regarding needing volunteers, but you are not collecting key information that is vital in different ways. So some of you guys may want to do background checks. Some of you may want to know other personal information regarding you, maybe what area they're from, what school, and their experience, skills, and things of that nature to better assist you in where you need to place them. I do think it is key too to interview your volunteers as if it was a position, because it is a position, to be honest. You know, whatever role they may play, it is a position that they will hold within your organization. Again, if you have a volunteer manager or coordinator, they should be familiar with the application process. They should be assisting with that. I definitely want you CEOs to step away from manhandling everything. And I get it, like in the beginning stages, and some of you guys are not in the beginning stages, so you guys are in this maybe deep like 2 years, 3 years, and that's still kind of like the beginning, but you've kind of, you know, done some trial and error and kind of see what works, what doesn't work. Give more tasks to those who play the part to get things done. So if you have a volunteer coordinator or manager, allow them to do their role. You know, if they need to be calling up people in response to following up with a prospect who's interested in volunteering, allow them to do that. And I think volunteer coordinators, you guys need to get in a habit to actually playing your part, whether it's full-time, part-time, but really doing the best that you can do. Because what I've also been coaching my clients is that, you know, when you get in an area and you are bringing in more funding, you may want to actually hire these individuals. So let's be honest, if you want people to give you full-time work, you got to provide full-time benefits. And people will rock with you in the beginning, but you know what? If they are passionate about what they're doing for your organization, why not pay them? And this is why I say it's very important to... It's very important to give your volunteers incentives. Incentives are so important. And whether it means a thank you card, a gift card, or acknowledging them, be that for them, okay? Because they are offering their free time, their gifts, their skills, and all that, and their connections. And, you know, a simple thank you and small gestures really do go far. So, just so you know. But anyhow, I'm going to wrap this up. I'm so excited for what is going to be coming next. I definitely need your guys's support and feedback, and let me know what it is that you guys want to see as far as trainings that you want to receive. As far as, I'm kind of stepping away from blog posts unless it's some type of information that I need to input, but it's mostly going to be like video trainings, podcasts, one-on-one coaching calls, and things of that nature. So I'm definitely going to be doing things that's going to be working and letting some of the old go, because let's be honest, blogs and stuff are becoming outdated. There are people that still read, but I've noticed a lot of you guys do not. So, which is why we have this wonderful podcast. So thank you guys for joining me. Definitely reconnect with me or connect with me via the Facebook group. Okay. You can find that on Facebook, the Bloom, the ad sign, Round Table. and you will be granted access. So I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas Eve and a wonderful Christmas. And I will be chatting with some of you on the 30th so we can get going on some things.